Welcome to another Super Smart Power Hour with your host, Mike Barnes, and I have Dustin Griffin of Super Smart Web Profits, 1 hour home buyer, sitting here beside me. And folks, before I start, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We are breaking bandwidth records on this particular show. Really excited to have everybody. And Dustin, I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this with everybody.
No problem, man. I'm excited to be here as well.
All right, I do have a lot to cover tonight. My goal during this 1 hour is to share some optimization techniques and tools that you can start implementing immediately. You will not only get more targeted online traffic to your websites, but at the same time, what I'm going to show you tonight is going to help your personal websites get higher rankings on the search engines as well. And please ask questions. With the GoToWebinar interface, you can ask all the questions you want. I'll do my very best to answer them for you. But on this particular show tonight, I have a lot to cover, so I won't be answering any questions until the very end of the show. But simply use the GoToWebinar interface, and again, put your questions in there for me so they're there at the end of the show, and we're going to do our best to answer them for you. All right, this show is about optimizing your website, putting ads online. So let's go ahead and submit what I call an ad blog. Now, I may have just made that word up when I created this webinar, but basically what this is, it's an ad to advertise your website, but we're doing it on a blogging site. I've already created my ad. The ad I'm going to submit is for a new Leads to Deeds customer we have out of Texas. In fact, we're out of Collin, Texas. And if we do a Google search for who buys houses in Collin, Texas, already the website that I'm going to be showing everybody is it's We Buy Houses in 1 week. But right now there's nothing listed here for who buys houses in Collin. Let's put Who Buys Houses Fast in Collin County, Texas. Still, there's nothing here by, well, here's my website right here, WeBuyHousesIn1Week.com. This is one of the websites that we're optimizing. Already, I'm third on Google. Folks, by the way, this domain name, WeBuyHousesIn1Week, Dustin just purchased this domain name for us beginning of November, I believe it was. You can look at the registering date, but I believe that's pretty darn close.
Just close enough, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a blog and add it tonight because it doesn't take very long for these things to get listed on the websites. There was a WYSIWYG editor here. Let me jump back to the WYSIWYG. What that stands for is what you see is what you get. Now, a lot of these blogging sites have this, so you can bold your letters, center text, and stuff like this. But I like to use HTML because it just gives me a little bit more power over some of the things I can do. And there's my pre-written ad, and here's my title, Who Buys Houses Fast in Collin County, Texas. So I'm going to add that to the title. And I've already got my keywords in here, so I'm going to go down and add those as tags. That's in blogging sites or article sites. Tags are basically the same thing as keywords. So there's my article. It's titled Who Buys Houses Fast in Collin County, Texas. And there's my tag words, and we're going to go ahead and post this blog. Here it goes.
Yeah, and what Mike was just showing you a few minutes ago on Google was the fact that this blog is not listed there yet. In order to get you on this call, we told you that we could get you your ad to the top of the search engine in an hour or less. And that's what we're getting ready to do. So by the end of this call, we should be number one on Google for that blog that Mike just posted. So that's why we wanted to show you that we were not there yet. Yes, our website's there, but this ad is not. And it's going to be there in a few minutes. We're going to show you how.
Yeah, and there's a lot more going on in the background other than me just posting this ad. I have a lot of things working, RSS feeds, but this is what we're going to get into tonight. But at any rate, here's my ad. It's already gone live. So let's go back to our slideshow, our PowerPoint presentation here, and I just would like to go over just the growth of the internet has been remarkable. I mean, the percent of leisure time in 2008, and this is by country, USA, 30% of our leisure time is spent online. That was incredible to me. Another internet
how
stat.
How much you say?
30%.
I think I spend more than that, but I am in the business. So.
Well, I know I do too, but that's the average. Now, types of advertising that have the most impact on people's buying decisions, online is number three, and that's 2008. What amazed me about that is it's higher than newspaper, it's higher than radio. So pretty solid impact.
Well, yeah, as you know, fewer and fewer people are reading the newspaper these days. That's considered old media, and radio is kind of the same way, too. There's just so many channels out there to choose from now. The odds of hearing your ad are pretty slim.
And the time spent online per week has grown tremendously. Since 2000, it was 3.3 hours per week. Now look at today, 2007, 15.3. There's 30% of our leisure time, 15.3 hours a week.
And that's over, you know, that's 2007. So I'm sure it's grown a lot more since then.
And how many searches are performed each day within the United States of America? Now, this is in March of 2006, and the numbers are staggering. 91 million for Google, 60 million for Yahoo, MSN, 28 million, AOL, 16 million. That's a total of 195 million searches per day.
And that's 2006 stats, so those have probably gone up astronomically as well since then.
So what's the bottom line to all this? Well, folks, if your business is not visible on the search engines, you are seriously missing a lion's share of the profits. And please don't be that lion. The profits are out there. You just have to get your name out there. So let's have a little Google fun just for a minute. I want to take you back to Google. All right, I told everybody tonight that this was going to be the most optimized power hour ever. Well, I didn't want to let you down, so let's put in optimized power hour and do a Google search. And lo and behold, here's one I posted yesterday, our most optimized power hour yet, number one on Google. And right below that is one I posted this morning, which is tonight, February 3rd, our most optimized power hour ever. So what do you think of that, Dustin, number one on Google?
I like being number one on Google, for sure.
Right.
And it does help with leads, let me tell you.
Well, I know what a lot of you might be saying. Well, of course, Mike, optimized power hour is a pretty rare search. Of course you're going to be number one on that. Well, maybe so. So let's go all the way out to the far Pacific. Let's go to the Western Pacific here, and let's type in We Buy Houses in Honolulu, Hawaii, and we'll do a search. Now, remember, my website was We Buy Houses in 1 week or less. Dustin, we're number one, of course, that article, for We Buy Houses in Honolulu, Hawaii. Cash Home Buyers, we're number two. That's another one of our websites. Here's another one of my blog ads, if you will. Number three, it's number four. So far, three of the first four are at the top of this page. Wait a minute, we keep going. There's another one. That's us. Sell your house in the next 7 days or less. We buy houses in Honolulu, in Hawaii. That's us. And I think that's it. We've only got six or seven.
Scroll back up because you did make one mistake. Cashhomebuyers.com is not us. We're cashhomebuyers.net.
Oh, I'm sorry. We only have five or six there on the first page.
That's the point. We've got multiple listings on the first page of Google for this search.
And the way I teach people to do this is to make good-looking ads, make good-looking articles. People are going to see these when they're on the Internet. So this is the We Buy Houses in Honolulu, Hawaii one. And it literally is linked directly to your website. And I'll cover a little bit more of that in the real near future here. All right, so let's go back to another. Let's go back to my Google screen. What happened to it? No, there it is. We Buy Houses in Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, well, I know maybe some of you might be saying, well, Mike, there's probably not a lot of competitors in Hawaii, probably not a lot of investors, so you don't have a lot of competition. So, okay, that's fair enough. Let's do a search for We Buy Houses in Portland. And I'm going to slide down the page, and Let's see. We'll stop at our first one here. Here we go, right here. We buy houses in 1 week, now buying in Portland, Oregon. Again, the first page for We Buy Houses in Portland, down at the bottom. Here's another one of my ad blogs right here as well. Now, again, I know a lot of you might still be doubting me on this and going, Mike, that's a big metropolitan area. What about if I was, like, in a smaller municipality? Well, let's try Minnetonka, Minnesota. And we do a search, and my goodness, we're number one.
Yes, Bill is from Minnetonka.
Yep, and we're number two. And we can slide down the page, and I believe...
That's us, WeBuyHouses.net.
It's us, and down here is my actual website, We Buy Houses in 1 week. So everything that I'm doing, putting these ads online, is actually pulling my main domain name, which is We Buy Houses in 1 week, up on the search engines. Folks, 2 months ago, you could have done a search for We Buy Houses in 1 week, and it wasn't even listed on Google. And Dustin knows this because at the very beginning I was getting a little irritated.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to take a little time.
I was expecting immediate results. But again, brand new domain name. It did take us a week or two to get in. I was doing it the way that the search engines wanted me to do it, and that's what's important. So it did work.
But again, an important thing to mention is here, this is the first page of Google, and we've got 3 or 4 listings on this page. So it shows 10 listings, and 4 out of 10 are ours. And that happens a lot. We'll have 5 different links right on Google.
Well, what about one of the more competitive areas in the country, I believe, is in South Carolina. We have a lot of investors in there doing very well.
Especially Charleston, because we have a handful of customers there ourselves, not to mention all the other ones.
So let's do a search in Charleston, Dustin, and let's see what we come up with. Well, we're the first one. We buy houses in 1 week. We're the second one. Yep, that's us. And CashFromBuyers.com, and then ActiveRain. Press release. I believe that's us. That's another one of my little ads. And so there, number one for We Buy Houses in Charleston, South Carolina. I guess what I'm trying to get to, folks, is where is everybody? We're covering 4 to 6 spots of every first page of Google. Now, I know some of you might be saying, well, Mike, these little blogs, these little articles that you're doing, don't stay on the search engines long. Well, I'll tell you that yourself. Rule of thumb, the quicker you appear, the quicker you'll fall off. But that's rule of thumb. If you're doing these things correctly, I did a call with Pat Live, and I posted it, and I thought Real Estate Live Operators was a pretty good search term for that. So let's do a search. Folks, Real Estate Live Operators, I did a post September 3rd of 2008. That's 6 months, and it's still number one on the search engines.
Yep, we're also number three there, it looks like.
We are right there.
And if you scroll down, we may be on there some more.
We're there. We're right there. So there's a couple places on there.
Cool.
For that.
And once again, the point he was making about the quicker you go up, the quicker you come down, that is referring to these blogs. However, if the blog is, the more specific it is, the longer you tend to stay up. If you do a blog on just We Buy Houses, those three words, chances are you do come down quickly because it's not that specific. It's very vague. It's very general. Everybody says that. So if you use more specific terms, you'll stay up longer. Also, if you're doing multiple blogs, you'll stay up longer as well. And Mike just showed you the example where you've been up since September. Number one.
Well, We Buy Houses in MSN and a domain name that I purchased 3 months ago in November is number 5.
And look right above it.
1, 2, 3. Actually, I'm number 4 now, Dustin. Right below WeBuyHouses.net. So,
and I've been optimizing .net for years. So that's not too bad that Mike came up right behind me that quickly in a few short months with his website itself. Not a blog, but the website itself. So a lot of what we're showing you blogs, we're showing you articles, and we're showing you the website itself. So there's multiple ways to get listed up on the top of search engines.
All right. Well, now let's show you how. There's 2 different types of website optimization techniques that are vital to your website success. Number one is online optimization. Now, online optimization is going to fall into two parts. You have on-site and you have off-site. And I'm going to get into that in a few minutes, because another form of optimizing is what we call offline optimization. Offline optimization is a very broad term. It covers a lot, but it includes adding your website domain name to everything you have, your company documentation. That's like your letterhead, your envelopes, et cetera, et cetera. Your company vehicles. Folks that have seen Dustin's Hummer know he has his wrapped with one-hour homebuyers, magnets on the side of your vehicle. Everything needs to have your website domain name on it. Newspapers and magazine advertising, if you're doing that as well, it's imperative. I know some of you do radio, television. By all means, make sure your domain name is there. Branded stuff, pencils, badges, mouse pads, cups, T-shirts, anything you can think of, put your domain name on it. And that includes bandit signs. And I know those things are ugly, but gosh, you know what? I'm getting more phone calls lately from people saying bandit signs are working again. So just check your municipality on the laws and guidelines. You may have to take them down once you put them up after the weekend or whatever, but they do work. Again, that's all offline optimization. But the question I have, and there's two of them really, is there anything on this list that doesn't cost money? Well, the answer is no. Unfortunately, this all costs money. And do any of these things effectively raise your search engine rankings? Well, unless you're sending thousands of people to your website, then probably not. It's not going to affect, not going to change very much at all. So what do we do? Well, the good old days are here. What I'm going to show you tonight, folks, everything is free. Everything I've done to get on the first page of Google, MSN, hasn't costed me a penny. Uh-oh, the good old days are gone. That didn't last long. Well, what I'm talking about here, folks, is getting to the top of the search engines is not the way it used to be. In the quote-unquote old days, you could buy a couple domain names, submit it to a couple of search engines, and bam, you're in. Nowadays, it's a little bit more complex than that. Now, before you do anything that I'm going to show you tonight, make sure you have a good domain name. And there's lots of articles online for a good domain name. In fact, you can Google choosing a good domain name super smart. I believe the first article there is an article we wrote on domain names. A decent website. Don't buy garbage. Don't buy cheap. Folks, this isn't something you go out and you price over here, and buy the cheapest one, because you're going to get cheap. You're going to get garbage. It's not going to be website optimized. You're going to wonder why nothing works. And if I had a quarter for every time somebody's called me back and said, Mike, I'll go ahead and buy your product today as long as you say you didn't tell me so. It happens quite a bit. So there is a difference in website quality. And also a decent host for your domain name. In other words, don't be using a domain host that might be hosting improper material, if you know what I mean. That could hurt you dramatically as well. Now, there are two parts of online optimization. The first part is on-site. The second part is off-site. Now, I'm going to spend just a little bit of time on on-site. It's the off-site stuff that I want to show you. But we're going to start with on-site. Now, first of all, for our super smart customers, we really do, for the most part, the on-site optimization for you. We did add the new Google YouTube video that you can upload, which is awesome. That's something you can do yourself. And plus, in the back office of your website, you're in control of the meta tags as well. And that consists of three things. Now, super smart customers, you'll find your meta tags in your website administration settings. But I'm going to use these as an example. This is my demo website, and as my homepage title, we have We Buy All Houses, Not Just Ugly Ones. Here's a screenshot right here of my website. That's where that title appears. We buy all houses, not just ugly ones, Windows, Internet Explorer. It appears on the top of every browser. It doesn't matter which one you're using. That's your homepage title. It is keyword sensitive. The search engines do pick up on that. The other thing I want to show you is do not use capitals in your keywords. The search engines just don't like them. You'll hear it over and over everywhere you go, please don't use caps. It'll hurt you. Yeah, the other thing is do not repeat words. Like, I have creative in here twice. I don't suggest you do those. The word house. You have house, home, houses, homes, but don't use we buy houses, sell your houses fast, or, you know, don't repeat those words. Once you have it in there once, it's all you need.
And if you do repeat them, because sometimes it's okay, just don't overdo it. You know, we buy houses, we buy homes. Some of that's okay, but just don't overdo it and do what's called keyword stuffing, where you keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. You will get penalized.
All right, so there's my site description. And what I'm showing you here is what the Internet sees. This is the back end of your website, the HTML. And the search engine sees title. We buy all houses, not just ugly ones. Remember, that was my title. Here's my description, meta tag, name, description. We buy houses near the area, condition, or price. Search engine finds that. The keywords finds all this. Let's see how it works, because different search engines are going to pick up on different things. The first one is Google. We buy houses in any area, condition, or price range. Now, there's my title. We buy all houses, not just ugly ones. And there it is on my website again. We buy all houses, not just ugly ones. And then there's my site description. We buy houses in any area, condition, or price range. And that's what it says here. We buy houses in any area, condition, or price range. That's exactly what Google picked up on. However, we go to Yahoo, and they picked up on something different. Picked up, I have a Spanish section to the website. It also picked up text that is coming directly from my website itself, and you're going to hear me say later to be relevant with everything, and that's a key reason why, because the search engine finds everything that's on your website.
Yeah, especially Google, they attempt to pick up what they think is relevant on your page and display that based on the keywords that the user entered when they did their search. So sometimes it could be your description, sometimes it won't. It'll, like, concatenate a bunch of terms that they found relevant.
All right. And then the last one I'm going to show you here is MSN. MSN picked up on something completely different. My demo website, which is supersmartbuysite.com, I use it, you know, to show other people how the website works, log them into the back office. But it's more of a sales website for me than a buying houses website. I started getting a lot of leads from it, so I wanted to make it look more like a sales website. So somewhere on my website is the most powerful websites on the planet for real estate investors. What's key about that, again, is that's nowhere in my description, nowhere in my title, but yet the search engine picked up on it because it's in my website. So relative to your website is something you're going to hear me say a lot tonight. Keep everything relative. That was part of on-site optimization. That was really all you really need to know for right now about that. Now, what is off-site optimization? Off-site optimization is Web 2.0. What Dustin and I do, we like to call it Web 4.0, top of the class. And there's two techniques you must use. And you have to follow these techniques. And again, being relevant, like I said earlier, is a word you're going to hear me say over and over and over again. Today, it's about backlinks to your website. In other words, how popular is your website to the search engines? This is what gets you to the top. But how you do it is equally as important. Writing articles and ads, creating backlinks, submitting to blogs, article sites, directories, press release sites, this is just a small part of what you're going to need to know. Now, folks, if you're not familiar with what a backlink is, that's the actual link in an article. And let me go back to my blog here. This is a backlink to my website. And when I put my mouse over it, it says, we buy Collin County, Texas houses. I slide down the page, and I've got another backlink, and I have another backlink. And how you do this, where you put these in your websites, is extremely important. You can really overdo some things, and it actually hurts you more than it helps you. And let's talk about what not.
Yeah, I just want to jump in there real quick and tell them specifically a backlink is a link that links back to your website. So it's a link on a third-party site that links back to you. It does not have to link to your homepage. Sometimes it's more beneficial that you don't link to your homepage. So when you're doing your backlinks, you want to mix it up a little bit. And that's by having all these backlinks all over the Internet, that's how your site is determined to be more popular. And therefore, your ranking goes way up.
All right, and I guess what's more important sometimes is what not to do. So what I'd like to share with you folks is some of the things, don't ever do this. You probably see it all over the place, and that's we'll submit your domain name once a month to over 300,000 search engines and directories. Folks, that'll kill you. The search engines, they're going to see that as spamming, and it will ultimately put you in what they call a sandbox.
Yeah, I used to use a software called Web Position Gold. To do these bulk submissions to Google. And if you go to Google's Webmaster Tools and read in there about it, they actually specifically block Web Position Gold from helping you increase your rankings. They blacklisted them. And they blacklisted a lot of other submission tools because it's spamming Google. So don't spam Google and get the Google slap, because you will not be appearing in the directory if you do.
All right, and like I said, that will put you in what they call a sandbox, a suspected spammer, and will ultimately kill your search engine rankings.
And what a sandbox is a temporary holding area for you when they think you're up to something. So they'll put you there temporarily and hold you off until they find out what you're doing. If they find out you're doing something dishonest or what's called black hat, you'll be eliminated. It will leave the sandbox and go into the black list.
So what to do? Well, you want the search engines to find you organically or naturally. And the search engines, they expect you to do this right. And, folks, they know if you're doing it right or wrong. This means having a lot of human place links, not robots, not some program. They need to be hand-placed links pointed to your website, like the backlink we were discussing early. Organic or natural listing refers to the non-paid section of Google, Yahoo, or MSN. For long-term promotion, there's organic optimization is the best. It's the best return on investment because it really costs nothing if you do it yourself. And it gives you top Internet status. There's no other place you want to be than on the top of Google and MSN and Yahoo on your other search engines. And, folks, this is I did a search for online pet stores just to give you an example here. But the highlighted yellow across the top and down the right-hand side, these are pay-per-click links. And these are the ones people are paying. And in real estate, you'd be paying as much as $5 a click sometimes. But I also heard a statistic not too long ago that people are, I believe it was 80% less likely to click these because they know it's an ad. Where you want to be is right here, which is highlighted lime green. And that is the top of the Internet. That's the top five spots, top four spots.
And I was going to say, not only are those sponsored listings expensive, but people don't like clicking them because a lot of times they're not relevant to what it is they're searching on. So they'll click them and then immediately leave, and you're stuck paying $5.
All right, so that's where you want to be, is right at the top of the search engines. And you can do it organically, like I said. So let's go to the next slide. And you do have options to do this. I mean, you can pay somebody to do this for you. There's search engine optimizers everywhere. And Dustin and I both, we've done some research on this type of stuff. And the best ones, the good ones, are going to be about $1,400 or more a month. And if you're paying less, I got to warn you, it's probably not doing much for you.
I'm paying $2,200 a month in addition to what we're doing ourselves.
$2,200
a month. In addition to what we're doing ourselves.
So there you go. But actually, that's not for the We Buy Houses in 1 week. That was for WeBuyHouses.net.
That's for WeBuyHouses.net, which I just started paying to have optimized, and OneHourHomeBuyers.com. And that is true. Everything that Mike's showing you about this We Buy Houses in 1 week is brand new, 100% done by ourselves over the past few months.
All right. So beware if you're paying less than that. Or you can learn how to do it yourself. And, folks, you can learn to do this yourself. And as long as you apply it, you will be ahead of the competition that's not doing it. And you'll be amazed at how many people don't do it. And I'll tell you later why I believe that is true. But you need to do it. But where do we start? That's the question everybody asks. Well, there's lots of places online to create your articles and ads and submit them online. I have seen a lot of articles and ads done wrong that will hurt you as well. So there's a lot of factors that we need to consider before we write our articles and ads. The first one is, how many links are in each article? How you link them to your website? Where those links are placed in the article is important. What sites you submit them to is important. How many times you submit these articles is important. And have relevant subject that is unique to you and consistent to the theme of your website is so important. In other words, you wouldn't want to have a website on cats, or you wouldn't want to have a blog, I should say, or an article on cats, and then send them to a website about dogs. That would just totally confuse the search engines, and it probably wouldn't do you much help at all.
And another thing, too, is you want to keep the website that you're linking to as specific as possible. For example, if you're talking about cats on your website, you don't want to talk about hamsters on your website if you want to be the authority on cats. Okay? So a lot of our customers will come to us and want to put all these additional things that aren't related to real estate on their website. We usually try to discourage them because of that. You want to keep each site relevant to the topic that you're trying to optimize.
All right. On top of all of that, you'll want to be targeting specific keywords or key phrases. And, yes, it can take time and effort to do it correctly, especially if you're not familiar with some of the basic what we call HTML skills you're going to have to know. And folks, these are real basic ones. But you do need to know them to enhance your ads because people will see them. And then you have to learn all the different sites. And every site that you submit these to have different techniques involved. And you have to research and learn that. But before I go into giving you hints on that, let me show you some examples here of the ways not to do this. This, at first glance, what I'm going to show you, this ad... I hope I don't mean to pick on anybody if you're on the call here. This is a credit restoration ad I found. This is not good for posting on blogs or posting on article sites or anything like that, even though at first glance it looks good. The reason is it's an image. The search engine is not picking up any of that text. And what this particular person did is going to, I personally, honestly, I would have probably done the same thing. But I know better now. But this image is not the way to do it. What this person did underneath the image to try and give it more boost, if you will, is look at this. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can't even count all the links. I can't even count all the time that he said credit repair. I know what they were trying to do, but this is a no, no, no. This is keyword stuffing. It will again throw you off the search engines when the search engines discover it, and they will. Folks, there's no shortcuts. So how do you write a good article? Well, you have to think about what key phrases you're targeting. The key phrases you're targeting, like, for example, the one I did for Texas, my key phrases was who buys houses fast, Collin County, Texas abbreviated TX, Texas. These are all my key phrases that I was targeting. So what's called an article anchor text, that's the text you use in your hyperlink. Now, I hope you all have pen and paper handy because I'm going to give you a little bit of HTML lesson right here. This is a reference or a anchor to We Buy Houses in 1 Week. So what you do is you use this symbol, an A, space, href, which is a reference tag, equals quotation mark, and your entire URL, starting with the HTTP, :// www.yourdomainname.com, end quotation, and then end it with the symbol here at the end. So this is just closing this into its own little tag. This is a HTML, what you use for a lot of these blogging sites. You want to use HTML because I can put we buy Collin County, Texas houses in there as my tag. I can end the tag with an end A, and then or /A, and close it. This is what people click. We buy Collin County, Texas houses. Now, this is a very simple anchor. You can do a lot more with this as you go on. You can put what we call a title on there. So if I go back to my my blog that I did, when I put my mouse over 1 week or less, it says, we buy Collin County, Texas houses. Also, you know, the search engines pick up on that. So, and this is a little bit more advanced stuff we can do to our articles just to give them a little bit more juice. And it doesn't take much to learn that. You just have to, I'll give you a lesson on it. Well, article title. Very important, again, to my ad or to my blog that I'm putting online. It has all my keywords in it. Who buys houses fast in Collin County, Texas? All right? And article keywords. Those are what we're going to use as the keywords or tags for that particular article. So here's the article I just posted earlier, Who Buys Houses Fast in Collin County, Texas? And there's the title. And then in here is what I was talking about with that reference tag, WeBuyHousesIn1Week.com, and I have target blank. These are extra things. Title equals We Buy Collin County, Texas. I made it bold or strong. But once you learn this, it's very simple to do. And then there's my tags or my keywords that I've used for this particular article. And here's one I did. This is on another blogging site. And you'll notice here that I have 1, 2, 3, 4 backlinks to my website. You really don't need more than 1 or 2. It gives you actually extra juice to have fewer, because now I'm scattered. If you look at like an extension cord, when you plug in too many circuits, you'll just drain the power, actually blow the circuit. But what I did in this one is I have what they call no-follow links built into some of these tags. And basically what a no-follow link does is it tells the search engines that I don't want you to follow this link, because I might have this link into a page that doesn't have much text on it. It's not going to give me a lot of power, like my seller questionnaire. So I don't want the search engine necessarily to follow that. So these two here, Help You Avoid Foreclosure and We Buy Houses in 1 Week, are actually the ones that have the backlinks to my website where the search engine can find it.
Yeah, Mike was talking about diluting the power of the backlinks. If you have one backlink, 100% of the juice goes to that one link. If you have two, it's 50-50. If you have three, it's a third, and third. If you have four, it's a quarter, a quarter, a quarter, and a quarter. So you don't want to dilute your backlink, you know, Google juice, by having too many. That's why we recommend to keep it to two or less. One is probably the best.
All right. And then if you notice here up in this article, I also have a little error. I used, in this particular site, common HTML, strong is the tag to make stuff. See how this is bold here, avoid foreclosure, help you avoid foreclosure. The strong tag is what we would normally use. But for this particular site, it needs a different tag. And again, this goes back to you need to learn different techniques for different sites, what works, what doesn't work. And it can take a little bit of time, but once you figure it out, very easy. And then here's my backlinks again to my website. Now, We Buy Houses in St. Louis. That is, to me, I mean, that's a pretty simple search term. I think if I was looking for a house buyer or someone that buys houses, I'd type We Buy Houses in St. Louis. Well, this is in Google. And I'm on the first page. Here's the results. 1 of 10 for 426,000. And there I am right there. We Buy Houses in 1 Week. Is now buying houses 1 week or less in St. Louis. Folks, on this particular day, my article was number 6 of about 426,000 known articles on We Buy Houses in St. Louis and Google. Number 6. Well, and that's because there's a little bit more to it than what I showed you, but is it really that simple? You know, folks, yes, it is that simple.
And that doesn't mean there's 46,000 records out there on exactly We Buy House in St. Louis. But there's 46,000 records found with a combination of those words. So don't think that there's 46,000 people out there writing the exact same article on the exact same topic, because that's not true.
It's just those key words that it was looking for. So they could be anywhere in the article, is what Dustin's meaning. But really, folks, it is that easy. And rule of thumb, as I said earlier, the faster you appear, the faster you will disappear. But we can give that article a little extra help, or something that we call in the business Google Juice. So what I'll do is I'll submit that article to several different other places that will pull that article in. And I'll give you one if you want to write it down. It's extremely effective, and that is mix.com. That's mixx.com. So when you write a blog, what you do is you take that blog URL, the whole blog URL, and then you'll submit it to Mix. It pulls it into their system, which gives a link going to your ad. And again, once you get it set up, once you understand how it works, it really does start making sense. So I did the best I could here, kind of draw a diagram of the way this goes. Here's your website. And here's the ad or the blog ad, like I call them. And that's pointed to your website. And then what I've done is I've taken this ad, and I have these little AR for article sites. I've submitted this ad to several of these article sites, which are pointed to my ad, which is pointed to my website. That's just the start. Because what we'll eventually do is we'll start linking our ads and linking our articles, our ads pointed to our websites. Our ads sometimes point to another ad. It just gives it a lot of what we call, again, Google juice. That's just my own little art. I'm limited by my art skills there on my diagram, but that's essentially how it works. And again, there's hundreds of places that you can do this. Some of them do work better than others. Some of them don't work at all. And nothing is more frustrating than doing all this work and not having any results. I had to learn the hard way, and I went through those frustrating times, but you have to do it to learn. And I also highly suggest that you add Google Analytics to your websites, because that way you know what's working or what's not working. Now, our super smart website customers, you can add Google Analytics to your website. You go to Google, create a Gmail account, and then go to Google Analytics and create an analytics account. They'll walk you right through the steps on how to do it. If you're unfamiliar with how to add it to your website, then submit a support ticket. We've got videos on it somewhere. I think they're in the back office. But submit a support ticket. We'll teach you how to do it. But here's what Google Analytics will do for you. A couple things I want to point out here. This, again, is the website that we purchased in the beginning of November. You see over here on the far left, it's flatlined. This is Christmas time right here, give you a kind of a reference of time. And when I snap this particular picture, there's exactly 500 unique visitors to my website. I can click View Report. I get a much more detailed View Report for United States. I get much more detailed where people are clicking. Of course, you want to be focusing, unless you're buying all over the country, you want to be focusing on your location. And there's so many different ideas we could do about your location. So you never repeat the same article. You always want to do something a little bit different. But here's a domain name, again, that's about 3 months old. And search engine traffic, when I took this screenshot, 42%. Now, again, I can click View Report down here in my analytics, and it gives me a much more detailed description. But the other thing I wanted to show you folks, which is extremely important, is these ads that you're writing, these articles you're writing, these blogs that you do, you really want them to look professional. Look at referring websites. 40% are actually coming from referring websites, which means they're coming from my blogs. They're coming from my articles that I'm writing. Why? Because they're at the top of the search engines for keywords that I'm targeting in these articles. And another little statistic here, which I felt was pretty amazing, was this one right here. Our super smart customers know that we have a three-step questionnaire. And here's number two, here's number three. 119 page views out of 500 visitors. That's a little over 20%. That's a pretty good number. That's my conversion ratio. So that's how many people made it to step three of my questionnaire out of 500 visitors. This is another blogging site that I use. Again, I just want to show you the power of what you can do is look at these views. We buy houses in Tennessee, 648 views. Now, let me show you what we have here. We have comments, views, and clicks. In blogging sites, you can turn your comments on or off. When you're posting an ad like this, I suggest you turn your comments off. These are your views. What views mean is how many people saw this text to your ad in this particular blog site, meaning they saw the actual text to your article. Excuse me. And then over here on the right is how many people actually clicked that article. And once you start doing this, you're going to know what works and what doesn't work. I'll tell you right now, what didn't work was this one right here. Landlording can be a tough business for everyone. That article did not work. So I didn't do that article again. We can buy your houses fast in Maryland and surrounding areas. I think in this one I just used too long of a title. It didn't work. But you can see all these other ones down here that had tremendous results. And again, this is page one. I go back in time, and some of these blogs have over 1,000 hits on them and close to 1,000 clicks. So once we get this set up, you can even now get more power with YouTube videos. And again, we just added that YouTube video to our website. Facebook, which is a social site, it's good. But you can start too quick. You can start doing too much, and then you get so confused, and it's happened to me. You guys got to stop everything and start all over again because you have stuff all over the place. Like WordPress, PhotoBucket is another great tool that I use, but this is not stuff that the first beginner here needs to start with, all right? This is the RSS feeds. Yeah, I'm going to teach them to you so you know how they work. But they're not something that you need to spend a lot of time with when you're first starting, because there's more important things to start with, and that's building your foundation. So what I tell people is start small, start basic, start with what you need, and then go as far as you can see, and you'll be able to see so much further, and it'll be much easier because your skies are clear because you're not all over the place. And again, you have to start somewhere. And to keep up with the competition, you have to be doing these things or you need to be paying somebody else to do it. It's really that simple. And you'd be amazed, folks, if you start doing this, there's a lot of people out there that aren't doing it. One of the reasons is that they'll go to a seminar and they learn everything from posting YouTube videos to how to do a WordPress blog to how to do this and that. And you come home, and I hear it on the phone from our customers. I came home and I had this manual in front of me that I never took out of the box because I didn't know where to start. You want to start with the basics. So there are several optimization courses that are being offered. I looked online. I saw some that cost $2,000. I saw some that cost $199 a day. I don't know what you can learn in a day, and I certainly don't know what you're going to learn in a week. It's not something you're going to learn in a week. Yeah, and I can almost guarantee that it's not something you can learn in a week. It's a long-term thing, and it changes all the time. Different techniques that the search engines use. You need to be up on it. There's just too much to remember. But again, start somewhere. And due to all the requests that we've had for a place to start, and how to get your websites on the top of the major search engines, Dustin and I have sat down over the winter holidays and we designed a 6-week course, which we know will teach you how to do just that. Introducing SuperSmart's Search Engine Optimization 101. It's our 6-week online webinar where you can learn how to optimize your websites and get your ads and pull your websites to the top of the search engines to generate more targeted leads for yourself, thus making more profits online. Week one is all about setting it up. where to start, where to create your accounts. We have all the lists of places that we want you to set this up at so you can get the foundation. We're just going to set up the accounts. Week two is learning how to create articles and ads that get noticed online. We're going to focus on keywords and key phrases. We're going to focus on those hyperlinks to your website, some very simple ones. Some of these sites are easy. You just type in your domain name, click the space bar on your keyboard, and it creates a hyperlink for you. Other sites aren't that simple. You will need to know a little bit of HTML skills. And folks, overall, this is going to help you tremendously because you can use this stuff in emails that you create, that you send out. The sky's the limit. Week three is going to be getting it all done. All right. Now that we have the sites, the network set up, we've written articles. Before we put them online, we're going to do our best to review all of them for you. And now we're going to submit them. And week three, you'll apply everything you've learned, and hopefully, as far as I'm concerned, you're going to be on the search engines overnight for those blogs and those ads for the keywords that you've chosen to use. Week four, I want to introduce RSS feeds. Twitter is a RSS feed. Every blogging site, for the most part, has a RSS feed, and let me just show you what an RSS feed is. If you go to, I'm going to go to my favorite places here, and here's feeds. I have favorites over here, and I have feeds over here. Here's a Twitter self-ask. Yeah, it's bold. That's because it updated 30 minutes ago. I have 19 new. Here's one just posted on Active Rain. Who buys houses fast in Collin County, Texas? All right, boom, that quick. Folks, that is going to be picked up by the search engines as well.
That's
the one I just posted. All right, so there it is, that quick. It got into one of the feeds, which goes out online. If for any reason somebody has subscribed to that feed, they get it. But the bottom line is I set this up to automatically be pulled into a feed, which goes online, and I actually have gotten leads from our Leads to Deeds program because the same thing, our Leads to Deeds went into my Twitter account. Somebody called me and said, hey, I found you on Twitter. Excellent. That's exactly what we need to be doing. All right, so that's RSS feeds. Week five, getting all the power. Now you've learned the fundamentals of writing great articles. We're going to show you tons of other sites to choose from. Some of them very basic. Some of them are a little bit more advanced. It all depends on your skill, which ones you want to use, but they're all powerful. They're proven. We've used them. And week six, we're going to just sit back and do an evaluation of what everybody's done. This is what I'm going to look forward to the most, is all the success everybody's gotten from this, because, folks, I've done it. I've helped other people do it. I know it can be done. There's a mental reservation. I know everybody can do this. Now, this entire course will be live online. And because it's live online, again, you're going to have no airplanes to catch, no expensive hotel reservations, no rental car fees, no lost time from work, access to our recorded webinars so you can review our instructions over and over again, no eating out at expensive restaurants or that wonderful hotel food. And, folks, you can learn this from the comfort of your home or office in 6 weeks. And it will be approximately 1 to 2 hours a week. Again, for 6 weeks, starting in early March, we'll announce our date once we get a little bit closer, but we're thinking right around March 3rd, beginning of March. And our program will be approximately 1 to 2 hours. The first hour of this will be nothing but instruction. It will be teaching you how to do this every step of the way. Then after that, I'm going to leave it open for questions, and I'm going to personally answer any question that comes in. If it takes, if you want to stay on the line for 2 hours, stay on the line. But I'm not leaving until everybody's gotten their questions answered. That's what we're here for, to make sure you know how to do this. Yes, you're going to have homework. So, you know, only the serious need apply is what I'm saying here, because you're going to have to keep up. You will have homework.
And the homework is actually you going out and doing what we tell you to do. So unlike a weekend seminar that you go to where you got to go home and do all this once you get home and not get around to doing it, you're going to be doing this week after week after week. So at the end of that 6-week program, you'll have done a lot of this, and we'll be able to actually see your results, and we will have walked you through the whole process.
Okay, excellent. I do have some questions coming in. I'm going to have time to address them, but if you want to start submitting some questions, I'll be happy to answer them in just a few minutes. But, yes, you will have support as well. And the six-week course we're offering for $895, but we want to do something extra special for our Super Smart Power Hour customers. And what we're going to do is, first of all, we're going to offer you a money-back guarantee on this. We are so confident that you're going to benefit from this program that by the end of week three, if you feel we have not lived up to your expectations or you feel like, hey, this is not for me, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, then you call me or email me, I don't care, but you can drop out after week three. We'll give you a 100% guarantee, 100% refund of your money if you feel that strong about our program. Now, if you do drop out, obviously that means you won't be able to take advantage of the rest of the four-week program, but we will refund your tuition 100%. I'm also offering an early bird bonus. Dustin and I thought about this, and we said, well, it was only good for tonight, and I said, I don't like, you know, putting that kind of pressure on people, so I'm going to leave this up to you. If you're one of the first 30 people to register for this, I'm going to give you a $300 discount, but you have to be one of the first 30 people. That means a six-week course is now available for $595 for the first 30 folks that sign up. You have to use the coupon code OPTIMIZE when you are registering or when you check out and click apply, and you'll get a $300 discount. But I still have one more thing I'd like to offer, and that's, again, for the first 30 people. Now, there is a reason why I've done this, and the first 30 people will find out why, but I'm going to give you a special week 7. Again, imperative, I'm only keeping this to 30 people. We're going to show you something special on how you can attract buyers to your properties. A little bit more complex, we're going to start getting into photos and how to add photos to your blogs. I want to keep this to 30 because I want to give as much one-to-one as I can on this. And we'll also introduce some special programs that we have to keep you doing what you're doing. Maybe you don't like that, write ads every day. Well, we might have something special for you that you can use, and you can spin these ads yourself. And we're also going to share with you some things that I know other gurus aren't telling you. All right, so remember the matrix, folks. You want to look good. Your website, you want it to look good. You're better off not having a website, just the same as your ad. People are going to see these ads. You want it to look good. It's pointed to your website. You want your article sites to be respectable, to be good ones. It's your reputation. It's what people see. And once you get this online, you can't just go in and delete this stuff. It's there. Some of it you can with some sites, but for the most part, bam, once you're on the internet, it's out there. It's out there for everybody. Now we start adding RSS feeds to everything, and we've added the Google juice. It's strong. And your website gets stronger.
Another point to add is, you know, we talked about blogs and things like that going up fast and coming down. Well, we've seen some sticking power. We're talking about, especially when you get specific. But even when those ads come down in ranking, your backlinks are still out there pretty much forever. So your backlinks continue and continue and continue to grow and grow and grow, even though that first page rank may be gone. But you can quickly replace it with another blog, an updated blog. And that's the beauty of this whole system.
All right, Dustin, remember that blog we did earlier at the very beginning of the show, which is Who Buys Houses Fast in Collin County, Texas? We did a Google search for this at the very beginning of the show, and it wasn't there. There was nothing of the liking. So let's go ahead and let's see how we did, shall we? Who Buys Houses Fast in Collin County, Texas? Let's do a Google search, and we're number one, Dustin. Number one, and it says right here, an hour ago.
Did you guys catch that? Just an hour ago, at the beginning of this call, we posted this blog into Active Rain, and now it's on Google number one. We showed you that you could get your ad to the top of Google in an hour or less, and we we did it. There it is right there. Now, you may be saying, hey, you guys use some pretty specific key terms. Well, exactly. If we put that in there, it'll exactly come up with those key terms, okay? So let's change the words a little bit. Let's delete the word fast. Let's get a little less specific and hit search. And there it is, right there, number one. Okay? I deleted the word fast, if you'll notice. Here. Okay? I'm going to delete the word in. We buy houses, Collin County, Texas. Okay? There we are, the very first try, number one. Okay? We buy houses, Collin County. Let's try TX for Texas. Sure enough, there we are, right there, number one. Okay? Now let's delete the word county and see what happens. You're leaving the word TX. Okay. That one didn't show up the first time. Let's hit it again. Okay. There it is. I hit it the second time. It showed up. You will notice that on Google, because this blog is so fresh, that it, the first time you hit it, it won't show up. But the second time, there it is, number one. Okay. Now it says, who buys houses, Collin, Texas? Let's delete the who and put it to we. We buy houses, Collin, County, Texas. And see what happens. Okay? There it is. Okay? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down for we buy houses, Collin, County, Texas. Okay? Let me hit it again and see. It might pop up higher. Let's just see what's going to happen. Okay, staying in the same place. Okay, let's see. There it is right there. So I dropped a couple. So that's what I'm saying. Because this is so new, every time you hit search, you could come up in a slightly higher or lower place. So there it is right there. Okay, for We Buy Houses, Collin County, Texas. Once again, we can change the words around a little bit and still get the listing. Not always first, because the term has now gotten more generic. We buy houses, Collin County, less specific than it was earlier. But the point is, we're still on the first page in less than an hour. If we posted multiple articles on multiple sites today, we could be on this page 2 or 3 times. So that's what I want to illustrate for everybody, that it's been only an hour, and we've gotten to number one on Google for the exact phrase, who buys houses fast in Collin County, Texas, as well as a variety of similar keyword phrases, okay? So that's the power of blogging. That's the powerful of writing powerful articles and doing this right. You can get to the top of the search engines fast in an hour or less.
All right, so that's how you get your website's more power on the search engine is all the links and the articles. But when we start, we want these articles and ads to look professional, and your website just grows and grows with popularity for everything you do. Now, here's some of the things I've heard from other people. Like, well, if you're going to teach this to everyone, then are you teaching my competition? Folks, I think that is a completely false statement. The reason is because you can narrow this down to your zip code, for crying out loud. You really can. And there's so many variations of keywords and key phrases to get you up on the search engine that it's really limitless. And there's more than enough leads to go around. Remember my website, 119 leads in 3 months just off what I'm doing from what I'm doing. So there's plenty of leads to go around. Something else I've heard is these courses are everywhere. Folks, I understand that completely. That's absolutely true. They're everywhere. But this is what I've heard, and this is one of the major reasons why Dustin and I decided to do this. Most people teach you too much too fast. They teach you what you need to do, but they're afraid or don't teach you how to do it. That's in another course. And you do need to know a little bit of HTML to write great articles. You don't want to put a lot of junk out there. Like I said earlier, people are going to see this. So what I want to make sure everybody gets is the proper foundation, understanding the tools, and it'll be so much easier to add these social networking sites, your YouTube videos, WordPress, Google Video, Photo Bucket, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are things we're going to teach later once we have the foundation. Sure, you can go to a course on how to add YouTube videos, but where are you going to add them? if you don't have the proper network set up. Will they work for you? Probably. How long will they work for you? Probably not very long because you don't have that power going into it. But the bottom line is this, folks. Remember the lion? Well, don't be that lion. If you're not doing these things, again, you're missing a lion's share of the online market. So just recap, 6 weeks of online optimization, a money-back guarantee, a bonus week 7 for the first 30 people, and $300 discount for the first 30 people that register. You will sign up from the top left of supersmartwebprofits.com, use coupon code OPTIMIZE, and then click apply. And the first 30 people, again, that have registered will get that $300 discount. After that, the coupon code will be disabled. So let me just go to supersmartwebprofits.com real quick and show you what it looks like. Supersmartwebprofits.com. Very top left-hand side of this page. Actually, it's not the very top. Our call's at the very top. Right underneath that is Register Now. If you want to click Optimize Your Business, there's a little article on it. But click Register Now, and you'll want to put the the coupon code OPTIMIZE. Let me clear one of these out here. Put OPTIMIZE in here, and then click Apply, and it brings that $895, $300 discount to $595, a $300 discount immediately just for being one of the first 30. So now, as promised, let me get to your questions. Can you repeat that site again? Okay, that site, Roger, you're probably Dropjack was one of the sites I said earlier, if that was the site you were referencing, where you can use to pull in your articles, which give you a little bit of extra juice. And there's a couple other. Once you see that one, you can do a little research and you can find a couple more. There are tons out there. Folks, for the people that join the course, I'm going to give you an entire list of these things that I found, that I use, and more importantly, how to keep all that stuff organized. Chris, you're asking, is blogging the key, and are you calling your blog entries ads? You know, Chris, that's a great question, and let me just, I'll show you a couple of these, and so you can kind of get an idea. Here's, let me go to, yeah, Dustin's going to jump in a minute. I'm just trying to find a good example here.
Well, while you're looking up, I'll say something real quick. Okay. A blog can be an article. They can be synonymous. We call them ads because they look more like an advertisement. Traditionally, a blog is you should go in there and start typing, you know, about your day or whatever. You blog on any topic whatsoever. However, you can take an article or an ad and put it in your blog as well. So they can be synonymous and they can be totally different. It's up to you.
All right, I'm going to give you an example. This is a classified ad. And again, folks, it's not going to be too difficult to figure out where I'm doing this from, but that doesn't bother me because the matrix, how you set all this up, is equally as important. But here's a blog I did for We Buy Houses Minnetonka. Now, if you look at this, this is an article site, but I did it more of an ad. Yeah, I did. But I'm not getting blocked. They're not spamming me. They're not knocking me off. And the reason is I'm not abusing the privilege. I'm writing good content, and they're good-looking articles. They have photos, and this all helps when you do this type of stuff. Now, I go back to another blog I did, which is the Active Rain one, and it's completely different. This one looks completely different than the one I just showed you, completely different text. Again, it's a little bit different. So each one I do is a little bit different, but they're kind of ads. Now, there's more on here. These keywords that I'm searching for, I'm pulling up these ads. I've also done ads where you can actually talk about a phone call you had with a customer. I had a phone call today from a customer that was in pre-foreclosure. Write your diary. Boom. That's your ad. Because we help people in these situations every day. Visit us, and then do a hyperlink to your website. You can think forever of these different ideas you can use, but there's variations of them that I recommend you do.
Yeah, did you guys catch that? A lot of people do what's called journaling when they blog. They just get up and talk about their day or whatever. As real estate investors, we have a unique opportunity to talk about all the people we come across and all the unique situations that we come across. Hey, today I met this lady. She was in foreclosure. We saved her house, blah, blah, blah. If you are in a similar situation and find yourself like that, we can help too. Visit our website. So you can make it look like an article. You can make it look like an ad. You can make it look like just a standard blog where you're talking about somebody's situation and how you've helped them. So keep that in mind when you're blogging. That's a way you can write totally unique content and not have to dream up the next ad. So keep that in mind. The true power of these is getting people, humans, to click that link and getting Google to pick up that backlink and visit your website and you capture their lead.
All right. And Chris, you asked another great question. You said, should you be writing responses in other people's blogs and adding links? How is this viewed? Well, here's kind of like, for example, let me go into my super smart blog. I turn in some of these articles, I'm going to leave the comments on. The comments are going to, I have one in here a lot. Here's one with eight comments on it right here. The comments give your articles a little bit of juice on the search engines because people are adding new content to your blog. So it's new. It's different. It's new. So when the search engine spiders come out, it keeps them active. Again, there are little tricks you can do. For example, this call that I have on here for Super Smart Web Profits for tonight, it's got a link to register for tonight. Well, tomorrow I'm going to go in and I'm going to change these links to say, did you miss this call? But I'm never going to delete. I'm never going to change it probably after that point. I'll do a couple tweaks to it. If you want to go back and edit it, that's fine. But I do keep my comments on for the most part for the Super Smart Web Profits ads. I do not for the We Buy Houses ads. I leave those off.
Now, I think his question, he was asking about putting a hyperlink, a backlink, in the comment section of the blog. And some sites will actually block that. So even though you put in your link where humans can see it and click it, a lot of times they will add a no-follow link automatically. You can't do a thing about it and prevent the search engines from following that link. So in that case, it might not give you any Google juice, but it will lead humans back to your website. So keep that in mind. Some sites it will work on, some sites it will not. You'll just have to test it and find out if that site accepts links or not.
Some of these sites are going to force you where you put your links. Like, for example, here's one. This one didn't. I thought this was mine. This isn't right. But in this guy uploaded a PDF, it looks like. But notice it forced him to put an email in here. He tried to create a hyperlink. This is not where you put it. And see, this is a great point. It does work on this one. It doesn't take you to the right place. That's me right there. But that's not how I uploaded that. There's my article right there. Okay, so that's what I wanted to show you exactly. So here's one where I could only put before you list or retry. There's one link. And then there's another link and another link. I just noticed a typo in that one for Oklahoma versus Minnesota, but I can fix that. But anyways, this one forces you to put the link down at the bottom of the page. And don't do the thing you should do is if you have to ask yourself if this is the right or wrong thing to do, if you're asking if this is the wrong thing to do, should I do this, I wouldn't do it until you ask somebody like myself or Dustin, if you recommend it, because there are a lot of things you can do that can totally blow it for you. Who was that that just asked that? Somebody said, Chuck Hoskins, I would like to be one of the first 30 to sign up. If I hadn't answered your question already, just to repeat it again, supersmartwebprofits.com, very top. Left-hand side, I believe it's the second box down. Just click register now, and again, use coupon code OPTIMIZE and click apply. A couple good questions coming in. I'm going to stay here and answer these for you. Joanna Scott, my travel agent friend. Joanna Scott's travel agent.
Maybe she can get us a cheap visit to Jamaica.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Got to use my use my friends here. Joanna says, what a great opportunity. I would actually like to do this for my travel website. Well, we're for that. Funny. Joanna, absolutely will work for this. Now, the site that I'm showing you to use for real estate in my course are the most powerful sites I've found for real estate. 80% of the sites that I show you, you will also be able to do the exact same thing, whether you have a pet store or a travel agency or whatever you have. It is tailored, of course, towards real estate, but without very much brain power. I think you'll be able to translate everything I'm sharing with you and apply it to any online business you have.
Yeah, a lot of the sites we're going to be talking about are not real estate specific at all. The one that is happens to be ActiveRain. However, ActiveRain is a lot of mortgage brokers, realtors, real estate investors, anything to do with real estate. And all of those folks like to travel and or like to give away free travel to their customers. So even ActiveRain may be a place where you could indeed advertise. But I'm sure there are plenty of blog sites out there specifically for travel agents. But again, it depends on who your audience is that you're trying to reach. Are you trying to reach fellow travel agents or people who want to travel? So if you're wanting to reach people who want to travel, you don't have to limit yourself to travel-related blog sites. You could just post your ads there, which do get picked up by Google and are everywhere. So keep that in mind. Everything we're going to teach you in this course can be applied to any website. The fundamentals are all the same. We're just using real estate as an example because most of us are in real estate one way or the other.
Yeah, the other point I want to make on that, Joanna, is when we do this, we want to create separate accounts for everything that we do. And this is a Mike Barnes-ism, all right, something I've just discovered and I've got it's worked well for me. I do not want to use the same accounts I set up for everything for when I buy houses, for when I sell houses. They're different. I do them twice. I set them up twice. And, again, this is something I'll go through with you in the training. So if you're going to do and use these techniques for your real estate, then everything, or excuse me, for your travel agency, then everything I teach you, you'll just set up a separate account for your travel agency and keep it separate from everything else that you do, and it will work for you, yes. Roger, you asked mix.com. It's two X's, M-I-X-X.com. Let me jump there real quick for you, www.mixx.com. Anytime you post one of these blogs or an ad online, here's my account right here. This is Sellfast, and you can see all my different tags that I've used. I'm actually still logged into my account, so you'll see all my stuff here. And it's really easy. Once you do it, you just go to submit a link. And what I'm going to do is you go to your actual blog. So wherever your blog is, like there's the actual link to this particular blog. I don't really want to link it to my main blog. I want to list it to this particular article in my blog. So I copy it, and watch what happens when I paste that link. I'm going to click continue. It's going to look for it, and look at it, pulled it all out. It pulled the article out. Who buys houses fast? In fact, I need to do this anyway, so I'm going to leave this screen on and get to it later. I may want to edit. My keywords are here. Okay, I've already used them in my article, so I can go back and copy and paste. What's important is you put them in the right categories, whatever categories you want to put them in. I think we have up to 8 with Mix. And then down at the bottom, you simply click Submit. And when you do, it's not submitting it yet. You do get a chance to review it if you need to edit it, if there's some things in here that you need to change. And then it even goes one step further. I mean, I was talking to you about RSS feeds. That's the next step after we get all this stuff set up. Then we do RSS feeds, so the stuff is automatically syndicated, if you will, throughout the Internet. So I hope that helps you on that. Can you show URLs for backlinks? Mark, let's see. Can you show the URLs for backlinks again? Could not write it down. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. Let me find it on my screen for you, Mark.
No, that question is from Mark Caruso here of Atlanta. While you're pulling up some links to show him, remember, Mark, you can put backlinks anywhere on any site out there. So there are no specific URLs to use for backlinks. You can put them anywhere, any blog, any article, any ad, anywhere. But Mike did mention a few that you may be inquiring about, so he's going to look those up for you right now.
Well, I think he's more specific in writing down the actual link to the backlink, how a backlink's written, and I'm trying to find that. Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to open up a Word file here. Maybe. Let's find my Microsoft.
So you think he was asking about the actual markup?
Yeah, I think he was talking about the actual markup itself. Now, I'm going to give you a big hint, everybody. Anytime that you write an article, do not use Word. It's only going to get you in trouble in the future, because if you copy and paste from Word, there's code that only Word knows how to use, and when you paste that into an HTML editor, it does not work. So what I recommend is most of us have what we call a text editor, as opposed to like Microsoft Word in our programs. So use a text editor to do this. But for this example, Mark, I'm going to do this in Word. So here's what you do. This is the beginning of the tag. I'm going to type the letter A, space, H-R-E-F, which is a reference tag, equals, quotation marks, H-T-T-P, and I don't know why that quotation mark came up that way. But anyway,
we'll leave it that way. That's okay. A good point. See how the little see how the quotation marks are backward? That's the kind of stuff that Word does, and it'll break your code.
Yeah, so we don't want to use Word, but for this example, like I said, I'm going to. Your domain, domain.com, and then end quotation marks, end the tag. Now you're going to type in "we buy houses." That is what people see, and then you need to end the tag. And that right there, when you copy and paste that into an HTML, even like if you use your back office of your website and use your HTML editor as opposed to the WYSIWYG, when you type that in and go back to WYSIWYG, you'll see it's just, all you'll see is "we buy houses." And it's linked to your website, whatever your domain name is.
And once again, do you notice how Word removed the quotation marks that he had typed in there? It changes your code, and that's why we don't recommend you use it. So use Notepad or WordPad, both of which are built into your Windows-based operating system. You've got them in your program, so use one of those instead if you're going to write your own code. Also, a lot of people ask us, what's a good HTML editor? We use Dreamweaver. It's a little pricey, but it's awesome.
Yeah, there's several HTML editors online, but you will not need those for my course. What are you pointing at, Dustin? Yeah, I'm going to get to them. How relevant, Mike asked, how relevant will your course be to non-real estate studies? Kind of like I explained to Joanne, you're going to get a lot out of this even if you're not in real estate. I have a friend of mine down in Central Florida that is in Monte V, or one of those courses, one of those things, and she wants to join the program. Because what you're going to learn is the fundamentals and how to do this, whether you're in real estate or not. But it is, you know, I am using real estate websites to do this. But I'll give you some hints.
Yeah, once again, this course is not about real estate. It's about search engine optimization, and that's what we do and we've been doing for years. So the examples we use, some of them will be real estate specific. But probably 95% of the sites that we're going to tell you about to use have nothing whatsoever to do with real estate. There are sites that you can post any ad, article, blog, video to, whether you're running a hair salon or a pet store or Monavi or travel or whatever. So this is a course that you can actually recommend to all your friends because it's not about real estate. It's about search engine optimization and Web 2.0.
All right. And Chuck, I know we have at least one person signed up. Dustin, Chuck Hoskins said he went ahead and signed up. I know we have a couple others, but Chuck announced it.
Thanks, Chuck. We appreciate it, man.
And Joanna Scott says the rates to Jamaica are excellent right now. And she says she's in as well. And
let's do it. We'll have some fun.
And Frank, thank you for all you do. Frank Alio with figinfo.com is on the phone with us tonight, one of our customers. All right, Laura, so after the six-week training, website optimization and marketing, let me read this again here. So after the six-week training, website optimization and marketing is free, or do you still recommend spending money on online marketing above what you teach? Great question. Who asked that question again? Laura. Question is, folks, do you need to continue spending money for, like, the pay-per-click and stuff like that? You know, with statistics like this, let me just go to this screen. Look at the clicks I'm getting, and they're not costing me a penny. And if you remember my Google Analytics, the results I was getting, I honestly believe once you start doing this, you can drop your pay-per-clicks. They're going to be, in my opinion, much better quality ads because you don't have people that are just researchers on the internet. But you have to keep doing it. If you stop doing it, you'll slowly start falling off the search engines. So it's something that you do have to keep doing. How often? Well, it depends on how much time you have. Is once a week enough? Is once a month enough? Is once a day enough? Well, that depends on your schedule. But you have to do it, whether it is once a month, once a week, or once a day. Obviously, the person that does it once a day is going to get more results, quicker results, than the person that does it once a month. But you have to keep doing it. So hope that helps.
And that was a great question. And once you get to where you want to be with your organic listings, you can choose to scale back on your pay-per-click or cut it out altogether. I was paying $5,000 a month. I quit paying that much money and started dumping some of that money into SEO back last spring, and it's paid off big time. So it worked for me so that I could pretty much cut out all of my pay-per-click for me personally. So please go ahead and sign up at supersmartwebprofits.com. Right on our homepage, you'll see a order now link up under our picture. And just click on that and make sure you use that coupon code OPTIMIZE to take $300 off.
Yeah, one quick comment here. Mike asked, will these classes be live? If so, what time of the day? Yes, they're going to be live. Yes, they're going to be recorded in case you miss them. Yes, I want to take live questions on the call. What time of day? We're thinking 7 p.m. Eastern-ish. If a lot of people say, no, I'd rather do it this time, I mean, I'll listen to everybody. But unfortunately, the weight of the many are going to outweigh the weight of the few when we do this.
Yeah, it's most likely going to be 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time because we are East Coast.
All right. Let me just double check here, make sure I have all the – what time again? We're thinking about 7 p.m. Again, that's not set in stone. That's Eastern Time. I am going to listen to the people that sign up. You'll get an email from me. I'll ask you what's best for you. But, again, I'm going to go with the weight of the many, and it will be recorded. So you'll be able to read it or hear it or see it in the future. Joanna says 7 or 8 p.m. is great. So there we go. There's one that likes it. All right, folks, I'm going to end it. We went a little bit over an hour here, of course. So, folks, if you have any questions, give me a call. You know how to reach me, 678-957-0220, extension 2. Drop me an email at mike@supersmartwebprofits.com. And let me know how we did. I appreciate it. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call.
And you can also open a support ticket at supersmartsupport.com and ask us any questions you might have. We appreciate you all being here and sticking with us. We did go over, but we did that on purpose to get to all your questions. Great questions, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Take care. Good night.